Hey, I'm Shane. I've got a question for you. Have you ever thought about some of the wild stuff that people become famous for? There are literally people that we call grandfluencers. These are senior citizens who become influencers in their golden years, which means that I still have hope. There are cleanfluencers, people who are famous for cleaning their house and giving cleaning tips. Not so much on that one for me. Farmfluencers? Those are farmers who are famous for sharing the truth about farm life. One of the coolest and honestly most appealing parts of being an influencer is that you can actually get paid to advertise and use random products. That sounds like a really good way to make some extra money, right? I mean, how amazing would it be just to post and get thousands of dollars for it? Well, some of you may actually get to do that, but I don't, so it sounds amazing. Some of my favorite influencers are people who do impressions. It's amazing when I see these people who just do impressions on their social media actually wind up like helping host at award shows or starring in movies. Like, it's so cool to see somebody who started as an influencer online actually get to step into these places where they're surrounded by greats in their industry, greats in what they do as comedians or people who do impressions. There's a chance that some of us have zero desire to be an influencer, like zero interest at all. I mean, maybe you have your friends that you talk to and you're just fine with that amount of influence. And if that's you, that's amazing. Totally fine. That's great. There are probably many of us who are at least like a little bit interested in it. You're like, I would love to get paid to do impressions or makeup tutorials or like show people what I can do at a skate park. Like, all that kind of stuff sounds amazing. And I get it. Like, some of you, you may actually have some pretty active followings as we speak. That is amazing too. Whatever your social media strategy is, I think the truth is that we all seek influence. We all want to make a difference. We all want to have some type of significant impact. Influence is a natural desire for all of us. And we might all have different ways that we seek it. But that idea of being an influencer level person of influence can seem really far off for a lot of us. I mean, the idea of actually having millions of people following what we're doing or listening to what we say, that doesn't even feel like it's possible. Like, how could we ever have the type of influence that we see around us? And for some of us, why would we even want to have that kind of influence? Or maybe we do. Maybe we feel like we've got a strong following on social media and that qualifies us to be, you know, a quote unquote influencer, but we still want more. We still feel like there's a bigger impact than we could have. I mean, there's a bunch of ways that we could think about getting influence in the world that we currently live. But if we're really honest with ourselves, there's a lot of things that get in the way of us having influence as well. Some of us, we think we're too shy for it. Some of us, we think we're not popular enough. Some of us who maybe we have some influence and we have somewhat of a following, we still think we're not talented enough to make a real difference. Others of us, like, let's just be real. We don't even care enough about it. We're like, yeah, like some influence would be great, but we're not going to go after it in the way that we think we have to gain it today. We don't necessarily care about becoming a social media influencer. It could be some other reason entirely. I think the reality is, for so many of us, we don't feel like we have any significant influence. It doesn't matter what our follower count is or isn't. It doesn't matter how big our friend group is or isn't. At the end of the day, we want more significant, more meaningful influence. If you've ever felt this way or you're feeling this way now, and I know I've definitely been there, the good news is there might be a different way to look at influence. In fact, Jesus gave us some advice on how to be the greatest in any space that we're in, how to really have real influence, how to be the GOAT, if you will, that I think could help every single one of us, not just today, but for the rest of our lives. See, Jesus had a lot to say about this subject. So today, we're gonna look at a couple of different times when he told us how to be the GOAT. Now, in order to look at this, we're gonna look at the first four books of the New Testament, and we call them the Gospels. They're the accounts of Jesus's life, the things that he did and said and taught, and the way that he lived and treated other people. And the first book of the New Testament, the first Gospel, is the book of Matthew, written by one of Jesus's closest friends and followers. And Matthew wrote down a time when Jesus was addressing addressing three groups of people. One was the religious leaders, two were his closest followers, and then three was the general crowd. It was just the people who had gathered around him because he was starting to gain some influence in the area that he lived. And in the event that we're looking at today, Jesus called out group number one. He called out the religious leaders. He talked about how they were addicted to being recognized. They loved sitting in places of honor, feeling important, telling people what to do, even if they didn't do it themselves, having people call them rabbi, which means spiritual leader. Basically, their idea of having influence was also having recognition or being the most important person around based on what other people thought. But Jesus had a different idea. In fact, he turns to group two, his disciples, and he wants to make sure that they understand something. He basically tells them, hey, we're not gonna do things like group number one. We're gonna live a little counterculturally, a little bit differently than the spiritual leaders of the day. Jesus said this, but you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher and you are all brothers. And do not call anyone on earth father, for you have one father and he is in heaven. Nor are you to be called instructors, for you have one instructor, the Messiah. Even though his disciples didn't know it at the time, Jesus knew that they would be highly influential people in the future. And Jesus didn't want them to fall in love with titles, positions, and recognition. He wanted them to take on the position of, we're all just followers of Jesus, and we're trying to learn this together. And then Jesus continues, the greatest among you will be your servant. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. The big key here is humility. Sometimes I feel like we talk about the religious leaders like they were just these terrible people, but I think they just gave into some of the same things you and I are tempted to give into. Like they lacked some humility in their interactions with Jesus, and then Jesus decided to look at that and give us a different way to live. Jesus taught his disciples to be servants of others. Jesus was saying, hey, use your influence to be humble and serve. That's the goat mentality. And when you think about it, it makes sense, doesn't it? Like when you think about some of the people that you admire the most and look up to, they're probably humble people, aren't they? Maybe you have a small group leader or an aunt or an uncle, a coach or a teacher or a grandparent who you absolutely respect. I would be willing to bet that that person is a humble person. I mean, some of the historical figures that we appreciate the most, people like Mother Teresa or Nelson Mandela, they were humble people. Jesus himself was humble. And if you were to read through all four Gospels and just study Jesus's interactions with all kinds of people from all kinds of backgrounds, you'd see how powerful his humility and heart for serving others was. That's what made him a different kind of leader. And if that wasn't enough to show us how Jesus felt about this, there's another moment where he makes his point very, very clear. There's this other example in the book of Matthew. It's another story. And it's important to note here that people had some ideas of what Jesus would be like, and he didn't necessarily meet up to their expectations. See, they were thinking influence was like him being a political leader or some type of warrior that would free them from the Roman Empire, but he had a very different approach. A couple of Jesus's closest friends were actually brothers, and they sent their mom, yes, they sent their mom to Jesus to ask him a favor. She comes up to Jesus and it was basically like, hey, can my boys be the most influential people in your kingdom? Like, can they sit on your right and on your left when you take your throne? Because that was the idea that they all had. And as you can imagine, when their mom approached Jesus with this question, his other closest followers were a little bit frustrated, but they were frustrated because they wanted those positions themselves. Jesus quickly puts a stop to all the noise. He gathers everyone around for a little pep talk, or we'll call it a game day speech. Check out what Matthew records. Kings and those with great authority in this world rule oppressively over their subjects, like tyrants, but this is not your calling. You will lead by a completely different model. The greatest one among you will live as the one who is called to serve others, because the greatest honor and authority is reserved for the one with the heart of a servant. For even the Son of Man did not come expecting to be served, but to serve and give his life in exchange for the salvation of many. This is an incredible moment. Jesus is telling us a couple of things. One, humble people who serve others are some of the greatest difference makers in the kingdom of God. They're the real goats. They're the greatest of all time. That is Jesus' definition of greatness. He turns our idea of it upside down. And once the disciples really got this and understood what Jesus was trying to tell them, it changed the trajectory of all of human history. And then second, Jesus didn't just say it, he actually did it. Jesus lived not to be served, but to serve. As if that wasn't countercultural enough, he then humbled himself to death on a cross. Jesus is the very definition of humility, the greatest example. How amazing is it that our entire faith centers around someone who is so loving and so humble? Whether you feel like you have influence or you don't have any, the encouragement is the same for all of us. Follow Jesus' lead. Jesus cast vision on the power of being humble and serving other people. And then once his followers had gained significant influence, they wound up using that influence for good, like Jesus taught them to. In fact, they use that influence to start the church, to start this thing that we call the Christian church today, something that has impacted billions of people over the last 2,000 years for the better, the greatest movement the world has ever known. And here's what's incredible. The same can continue with us today. And in fact, the same things that Jesus taught are true for us today. As followers of Jesus, we have the same opportunity to step out and to serve other people, to tell the world about Jesus in the way that we show up, the way we love, and the way that we serve. And is this a little bit nerve-wracking? Yeah, of course. Is it difficult? It can be. Overwhelming at times? Definitely. But are we in it alone? We're not. Jesus is with us every step of the way. Just like with the disciples, with any amount of influence we have, we can use it for good. We can use it in the true goat mentality way to serve other people, not to make ourselves greater and better than those around us, but to humble ourselves and serve. And here's what doing this means. It means that we choose to be humble, we choose to serve, we choose to show up, we choose to do some small action that we don't have to. We choose to use any influence that we have to share good news about Jesus, to spread his love and kindness to the world around us, to be the goats as we see him define what actually makes somebody great. And this all sounds really good, but it doesn't have an impact unless we actually start to do it. So here's what I want you to remember. You can be a part of something big. In light of that, I'd love for you to do two things. First, identify your influence. This is your platform. You're like, yeah, right. I don't have any influence, at least not like that. I don't have a platform. Actually, there's a good chance that you do. Do you have friends? Then you have influence. Are you involved in something, a club, a sport, or activity? You have influence. Is there something you're good at? Maybe you're a gamer, or maybe you're really great at math, or maybe you can code. You have influence. Are there people in the world younger than you? Then you have influence. Basketball, lacrosse, Instagram, gaming, fashion, computer coding, musical theater, photography, TikTok, art, comedy, SoundCloud, sports cars, being smart, being kind, being in band, being involved in your church. It's all influence. That's why step one is to identify your influence. The second step is to use your influence to point to Jesus. Be humble. Be a servant. Point people to Jesus by following his example. Remember, he said what makes us truly great is by seeking to serve people around us. Imagine, what if we did this? What if we were truly humble people? What if we showed up and served other people? That was just our posture or our way of going through life. What if we did it all to point people towards Jesus' example, to show them what he was like in our world today? This can have a significant impact. In fact, living this way, it changed the world 2,000 years ago. Jesus redefined what it means to truly be the greatest, to truly be a part of something that is significant or has influence. Today, we get to be a part of something big by following that example. When you head to group, I want you to think about this. What's one small step you can take to make a big impact on the world right now.